Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Can I get a hand clap? Come on, everybody, it's Friday. There it is, Tom and Laura in the morning on National Cheeseburger Day. I just took a ribbon. I just took a ribbon for the National Hug Your Boss Day, and I said, no thanks. Really, I don't want to hug Kevin, okay? I just
Yikes.
I don't. Laura?
Here's the thing. We shouldn't be really hugging anyone.
What
so
a
just
perfect...
give them like an elbow bump.
What a perfect excuse.
An air bump at that.
Just blame it on COVID. Mm-hmm. I'd really like to hug you, boss, but whoa, can't. Got a social distance.
Sorry.
And it's National First Love Day. Flashback Friday. I think that's a perfect post, Laura. Mm-hmm. Check this out. Flashback Friday. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your first love. Yeah.
It's a lot of pain.
Are you okay? I will tell you my story coming up this morning if you tell me yours, Laura.
I mean, we held hands in church.
Ooh.
We were four.
Ooh. Even the cats like that story.
Meow. Like, I love that first can of tuna.
That was Tyrone. He is reminiscing over his taste for flaked fish.
Flaked fish. Okay.
That sounds yummy.
That sounds appetizing. Speaking of flaked fish, Food and Wine Fest was virtual last night. Beth Stark was peeling the salmon. It was delicious. Mm-hmm. I watched you on TV.
Hey, thanks.
You and Vanessa, side by side on the set. It was like,
it was virtual. We were actually standing. There were two cameras and like this wraparound green screen so that it could allow for social distancing. Here's the thing. Stone State Entertainment did a great job. The wineries were able to send videos. Runaway Stroller was able to send videos.
Yep.
So everybody was kind of like in their little corners doing this whole thing virtually. We did the best we could. We tried. No, it was fun.
It was all right. It was all right. I was referring more to the interview with the wineries. And you and Vanessa there sitting like Johnny Carson style on a set interviewing people. And there's a coffee table between you. I was like,
Oh, yes.
I was quite impressed.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, a lot of leg shot there, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Stone State.
Tom talking about his first love again.
So I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool. And...
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that that kind of television, if we could call it that, is the wave of the future. Pretty cool. Coming up on Flashback Friday, we'll talk about Fast Times at Ridgemont High Facebook Live. Yeah, imagine that. Also on the way, Jimmy Fallon is going to talk about a special kind of Amazon that's coming soon. But Laura and I are going to post up your first love on the 94KX Facebook page. Let's see what you got. National First Love Day, a day set aside where you remember your first love and how it felt, the butterflies of feeling love for the first time, and then where you are now compared to then. All right, if you weren't watching Laura on Facebook Live last night, maybe you were watching First Love's Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. Whoa! What a competition there.
Oh, they were one of my favorite celebrity couples.
Yeah, me too. And so you had like Laura and Vanessa on Facebook Live, or you had Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt reunited for the first time in a long time to do Fast Times at Ridgemont High table read. Now, we're going to give you a sample of it. They reenacted the famous scene, the Judge Reinhold scene. I'll just say that much. You remember that scene? Yeah, okay. So here is part of that, including the script notes being read by one of my favorites, Morgan Freeman.
Hey, Brad, do you have any cute...
The daydream evaporates and we see a real life again with an interior Brad bathroom angle on Linda's face. In the doorway of Brad's bathroom as she watches the sight before her. Angle on Brad, trying to cover himself and act nonchalant and keep his back turned at the same time. The words barely escape his mouth.
Wait just a minute.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I did not know anybody was in here.
Linda turns, goes immediately as if she wants to forget what she just saw as quickly as possible. She closes the door behind her.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore?
And that brings us to our second break.
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt reunited. Facebook Live last night. What do you think?
It's awesome.
Especially that scene. But Fast Times at Ridgemont High. There's a flashback Friday for you, right?
What a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched that in forever.
I think it's time to watch it again. What do you think?
Sounds good.
This weekend. When I'm in need, well, the little angels are heading off to school this morning, Mom. You're so proud of them. You better check their mask before they leave the house. Is this appropriate, Laura? A fifth grader in Florida showed up for school wearing a Hooters mask.
Ooh. No, wait. Are we talking about owls?
Yes. So they made him take it off and wear a different one. And now his family is pretty upset about it.
There is nothing offensive or derogatory about this mask.
I don't think it's offensive at all. It's just a restaurant. And she said it was not appropriate for school. And I asked her why, and she said, if you really want to know why, go ask the principal. He told me to take it off 3 times, and I asked him why. He just said, just take it off, so I took it off.
We go there as a family. We eat there. I mean, our favorite thing there is, what, the chocolate cake?
Yeah, right, Dad, right, Dad. Just be quiet.
Uh-huh.
All right, be quiet. Because
are there any Hooters restaurants even around anymore?
Yeah, usually in like more vacation-y kind of spots, like Inner Harbor in Baltimore would probably be the closer one here. It's not like we're going to see one coming to the Strip anytime soon, where the Friendlies used to be or something. No. But still, Mom, Dad, Hooters mask, come on now. Here's the way I think, and see if you agree. Like, your kid can't wear like a Budweiser t-shirt or a Coors Light t-shirt to school because they say take that off or turn it inside out. It's promoting alcohol, and you're in fifth grade. So we all know what we think of when we say the word Hooters. Okay. Mm-hmm. However, it's the idea that it's a restaurant with a bar and girls that are scantily dressed. Come on now. Don't send your kid to school with that mask on.
Yeah, that's not the school's fault.
Right. So, but the funny part is the teacher said, take it off. And the kid said, why? And they said, go ask the principal. The poor principal always gets that, right? So the kid walks into the principal's office and he goes, yeah, you're going to have to take that off. Why? Just because. Now the family.
Yeah, they probably could have given him a very specific reason easily for why to take it off. Easily. It has nothing to do with owls.
As long as you're not going into the Hooters asking people to take it off, you know, you're okay.
Whoa. That's how you get kicked out.
That's it. That song will forever remind me of News Guy Matt in the early days of Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Swivel Hips McGee.
That's what you named him. And every time the song came on, he'd come in swiveling his hips with his hand on top of his head, holding
hips
his news copy.
McGee.
And his other hand on his belly as he swiveled his hips. Thank goodness it never got caught on camera. It is the third anniversary of Tom and Laura in the Morning. 3 years already, girl.
3 years? What the heck? This is crazy.
And I see you are digging up old photos and stuff like that. That's interesting.
I am. I needed to find a picture to post.
Uh-huh.
We did see each other live and in person for a hot second the other day.
The other day? And so is that the photo you're going to use or the original Tom and Laura photo?
Oh, gosh.
I never really cared for.
No, I know. Me neither.
Here, go
it's
over
not my
and
favorite.
Stand by that tree. We're going to take a picture. What the hell does that have to do with radio?
I know.
I don't know. But anyway, post something up. It's our third anniversary. Not exactly the Tom and Laura topic of the day, that being my first love. Tell us about your first feeling of butterflies years ago. Yours was in 1986.
Yes.
Mine
Eddie
was
Black. Eddie Black, he grabbed a hold of my hand. in church and kissed me smack on the cheek in front of the whole congregation.
Scandalous.
Yes, and mine was in 1968.
Wow.
That's a little, easy, Chris. I was in 1968. I was in fifth grade, and we got a new girl in the school from North Carolina, and she was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. I carried her books home from school.
Wow.
And then the day came where I stole a smooch.
Mm. Oh, boy. I hope you didn't steal it. I hope you asked consent. I hope you, like, literally made sure that she was okay with you kissing her.
Let me tell you something. Back in 1968, you didn't have to fill out any forms.
Wow, Tom was just nearly canceled. You need to be careful.
Flashback Friday coming up. That's why this First Love topic, it's National First Love Day. That's why this ties in with Flashback Friday. Go to our Facebook page. Let us know about those first feelings of love.
just look for the post. It says Flashback Friday. Let's reminisce on our first loves.
Sign of the times, Prince. You gotta wonder, if Prince were around now, what would be the sign of the times?
Oh, geez. Good question.
Yes. A brand new Prince song dropped. The Estate lets us hear it for the first time. I was very excited when I gave it a listen. It was a song he wrote for Bonnie Raitt to use, and Bonnie didn't use it. She didn't like it. The song is called I Need a Man.
Money's all you got. I don't want it. If you can't make me hot, I don't need you around.
Oh, yeah.
If you can't turn me on,
I need a man.
How awesome is it to hear Prince, man?
How about it, Laura?
I can dig it.
I need a man.
Previously unheard, I Need a Man by Prince, written for Bonnie, but she didn't want it. I think Bonnie would have sounded great singing that song personally. Oh, well, it is Flashback Friday. Your requests on the Ford toll-free line, the fun line, 1-800-326-94KX, or get a hold of us elsewhere. Right, Laura?
Yes, you can message in on the 94KX Facebook page or text us at 49330.
Could you imagine that Prince's first love tale must be quite a tawdry one?
He's probably about...
Oh, gosh.
I don't think he was getting kissed in church at 4 years
old.
Yeah,
or maybe he was.
Ooh, kiss. anyway, Laura, we still want to know people's first love. It's National First Love Day. Now, it's a day set aside to remember the butterflies of when we were young and we first fell in love and compare it to where we are now. You said you have an unusual one, huh?
Yes, Casey commented on the 94KX Facebook page that her first love was in high school. She was a cheerleader. He played football. They met getting French fries at the concession stand, right? Exchanged phone numbers, home phone numbers.
Ooh, yeah. None of that cell phone stuff back then.
Right? So no cell phones, no texting. They would talk for hours. He was kind, brought a smile to her face. Unfortunately, she goes on to tell us, he moved away, got into a little bit of trouble, and is currently in prison in Florida.
Oh. I was about to start singing Summer Lovin'. And,
had me a blast.
Yes, until the prison part.
And then it took a turn.
Yeah, a turn for the worse. Flashback Friday, flashing back to last night, which isn't a far flashback. But be careful with those leafy greens.
According to a new report, leafy green produce has been linked to 40 serious E. coli outbreaks from 2009 to 2018. Wow, that stuff could really kale you. If you ate some, just romaine calm and let us hope it doesn't happen again. Also, sorry if this joke gave you an arugula heartbeat.
Oh, just stop. Just stop. Heading to the toll-free lines. Laura, let's go to Mount Carmel. What's up, buddy?
Nothing much. Same old, same old. How have you been?
Same old. Just staying one step ahead of the COVID.
Yeah, I hear you. I have a request for you.
All right, what you got?
It's Let the Music Play by Shannon.
Let the Music Play. There's like 1986 in the dance clubs. Yeah, that was a cool song.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love that song.
All right. We'll do it for Mount Carmel and everybody dancing around the coal region this morning. All right.
Who has Hyundai? Sunbury Motors has Hyundai.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
Looks like it'll be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Antebellum was supposed to be one of the big summer movies, but thanks to COVID-19, it debuts on demand today. Janelle Monáe plays Eden, a slave forced to pick cotton on a plantation. She also plays Veronica, a 21st century author whose outspoken views on race rub some people the wrong way. The two women have a connection, and that's all I'm going to tell you about the plot, because the less you know in advance, the better. Antebellum is technically a horror movie, although not the kind with traditional jump scares. The horror comes from the themes instead. This is a story about how far we have and have not come in terms of racism since the days of slavery. The implications of the ending are chilling because we're asked to consider what America might become if racism and white supremacism are allowed to continue proliferating. I won't lie, Antebellum will divide people. You'll either love it or hate it. I loved it thanks to the outstanding work from Janelle Monáe and the provocative ideas it throws out there. For my money, this is one of the best, most riveting horror films of 2020. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 Emancipation Proclamations.
On a Flashback Friday. Wow, haven't heard that song in decades.
I'm jamming out, man.
Yeah.
A little disco fever going on in here.
Did you put your platform shoes on or what?
No, I didn't want to twist an ankle this early in the morning.
There you go. Hey, let's flash back, Laura, to when you and I would be side by side under a VIP tent at Spyglass, just jamming with great bands like Chicago. Oh, my goodness. Remember those days?
I do, and they were so fun.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a thing called a pandemic, and everything was closed. And now everything is slowly opening. Black Jacket Symphony, featuring Mark Martel, supposed to do a show that would feature not only Bohemian Rhapsody, because of Mark, but the entire Night at the Opera album by Queen. And the show was postponed. And we were like,
no.
No VIP tent, no free food, no free beverages, no big 94KX party under the tent. However, Black Jacket Symphony is coming to Spyglass tomorrow under COVID restrictions. And Tom Webb will be checking in with us in a few minutes just to talk about how that show will go. So even though you won't get the 94KX party, you'll still get a show.
Which is very cool. And rumor on the street has it that there may or may not be a couple of tickets left to the show, which happens tomorrow.
Yep. Yep. So we'll talk to Tom about that. And that is next hour. In the meantime, Flashback Friday continues. We always want your requests, right, Laura?
Yes, you can call us up on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Message on the KX Facebook page or text at 49330. We just love Flashback Friday.
Yes, we do. I just talked to a guy working out at the Sunbury YMCA, and he wants us to play a song that will get him a woman.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I'll have to use my judgment there. Flashback Friday, going way back into the 70s, and the album was called A Night at the Opera. Queen, and you're my best friend. My best friend Laura is at home, and then our other best friend Tom is at home as well, Laura. So say hi to Tom Webb.
Good morning, Mr. Tom Webb.
Good morning, Mr. Tom. If you were watching the virtual Food and Wine Fest last night, we got to see Laura talking to Tom, and now here we are again this morning because it's been one heck of a year. Tom, thanks for taking time to talk to us. Let's flash back on a Flashback Friday. We had a whole season of backyard parties planned, 94KX VIP tent, free tickets to the show, free VIP treatment, free food, free drinks. The Live United Music Fest was going to kick it all off in June. And then later on in June, Jeff Dunham. And then Third Eye Blind in June. And then Black Jacket Symphony in July. Steve Miller Band. The list went on and on and on. Blues Traveler and a whole lot more. And then came the COVID, my friend.
Yeah, kind of almost like a shot right to the forehead there. Yeah. You know, I felt like somebody punched me in the face. But what do? You know, you kind of you persevere, and, you know, and this has been a major impact to everybody, I guess, right? And here we are finally. Mm-hmm. We've been having our COVID safety concerts in our backyard with a lot of fun. We've been, you know, selling them all out. Just this past weekend, we had the Billy Joel Cars tribute band. And then we also had Tusk, Fleetwood Mac, and we're moving on with Mark Martel this weekend.
Yeah, tell me about the Black Jacket Symphony concert now. We promoted it because it was supposed to happen in July. It's a Night at the Opera album plus an encore set, and Mark Martel, of course, is the big draw there. He is still doing only four shows, right?
Right. Yeah, very limited this year, and he is the vocalist that redid all the vocals for the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's his voice, because they had to recut the vocals with the music to kind of fit the video of the movie. Mm-hmm. So Mark is extremely talented. He's the guy that you see all over the internet doing Queen. He kind of looks like Freddie Mercury. Just amazing vocalist. So to have him here is really an honor. And Black Jacket Symphony is the band that's going to be backing them up. So it's over a two-hour show. And the amazing thing for us, they went all out for this show because they're just so excited to be able to play. When we got the stage plot, everything, all the lighting, the light show, will literally be the largest light show that we ever had. Bigger than ZZ Top, bigger than Chicago's.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's within 300 pounds of the limit of our trussing.
Wow. You
know, so, yeah, it's going to be just a phenomenal show.
Now, there are a few tickets available, so if you feel you want to go out to this show, everything is COVID safe, right, Tom? You were lining the field yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, I was putting down lines all over the field. We're going to space everybody out. Everybody has kind of like a 9-foot area between them. You must wear, of course, just like if you're going into, you know, Lowe's and Walmart or anywhere else. Must wear masks to enter the grounds. If you're going to enter into the wine tent, the food vendors, once you're seated, you're more than welcome to take your mask off. We took extra precautions. We have extra volunteers and employees. We have hand sanitizing units around to, you know, sanitize your hands and just have an amazing evening and be safe.
Okay, so there's no 94KX VIP tents, there's no VIP tents, but there's still a concert on the ground in 9-foot areas, as you said. So good luck with that tomorrow, Tom, and tickets still available. Now, we're talking about an earlier start, 3 o'clock-ish?
We're going to open the gates at 3 o'clock, because that way we figured we can allow people to filter in early. Mm-hmm. You know, that way we don't have anybody line up, so as people start to filter in, it's better than just kind of having them line up and have the mad rush in at 5 o'clock. So gates will open at 3. Come out. We have some killer food vendors that'll be here. We'll have our wine slushies, of course, Three Beards beer, and we made a special hard cider for the event. So it's going to be fun.
All right, and look for Black Jacket Symphony hitting the stage at about 7:15, maybe 7:30. We're running out of time here, Tom, but real quick, you may have something coming up in October that could be fun, like around Halloween time?
Yeah, October 3rd also we have the Land of Oz, and then October 31st we're going to bring in a Alice Cooper tribute show. If we have to, we're going to bring in a giant circus tent along with Black Rain, which is a Black Sabbath band, and we're going to kind of do it as a Halloween party. Everybody can come with costumes. We're going to do hay rides. We're going to have food trucks and just kind of have fun with the holiday.
Exactly. Well, Tom, good luck with Black Jacket Symphony, Mark Martel, tomorrow at Spyglass. Sorry we couldn't do it like a big party like we've done in years past. But when this thing blows over, Tom, let's party again like we used to do back in the old days.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get Three Beards open here the way it looks in the beginning of November. And then next year, wait till you see the lineup. We're actually adding three more big concerts to next year. The way it looks. So we have, I think next year we will have close to, nine concerts?
Wow. So let's just ride out 2020 and look forward to 2021, right?
Can't wait. We'll have a lot of fun.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for taking time to talk to us.
All right. See you, Lana. You guys take care.
Bye, Tom.
He is something, isn't he? He is just something. All right. The show still goes on, COVID safe, if you choose, tomorrow. And Laura, we're looking forward to a great 2021, aren't we?
Fingers crossed. I think it's going to be a blast. 2021 can't come soon enough.
Flashback Friday. Do you remember your first kiss? Well, that's kind of what we asked early this morning with Tom and Laura's topic of the day. It is National My First Love Day. Will you remember the first time you got those butterflies? And the kiss was definitely on the list. Daryl Hall, John Oates from a long time ago. John Oates has got a new album, Laura.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I said with a chuckle in my voice. The album drops today.
Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time.
What?
I've been thinking of you.
The first single, by the way, to drop is called Anytime. And in case you ever wondered what John Oates sounded like, now you're getting the exclusive right here.
Sounds a little bit country.
Uh-huh. It's John Oates and the Good Road Band with Anytime, recorded in Nashville. So, rush to download that today. There you go. Oh, my. Flashback Friday, Mickey said, "Take my breath away, Berlin." There you go. That could be your first dance, your first kiss in middle school from back in the 80s. Cool stuff. Here's the deal. It is National My First Love Day, and we asked you to participate any way you wanted, whether it's the 94KX Facebook page or calling in or texting in. Hats off to the guy at the Sunbury Y that's hoping to find a new love, not a first love. Turn that around if you can, bud. And I just learned the story of middle school and the first kiss at the middle school dance back in 2008. Aww. Aww, isn't that cute? High school football, week two tonight, Laura. Remember those days when you could meet your girlfriend or your boyfriend and sit in the bleachers together? Yeah. It's a long time ago. Oh, well. High school football happens on three of our sister stations. Shikellamy will be hosting Jersey Shore tonight. That happens on news radio. It hits the air at about 6:30. Sealands Grove will be facing Central Mountain. That airtime is 6 o'clock. That's on our sister station, Eagle 107, where you always find the Seals. And the Lewisburg Green Dragons host Mifflinburg tonight. Airtime there at 6:30. You could hear that on 100.9 The Valley. High school football tonight in week two. But we'll keep the music rolling, right? And a little Saturday Night Fever gossip.
Ooh.
Before we wrap up with the thought for the day with Laura. Laura, did you know, or maybe none of us knew, actor Jimmy Walker from Good Times
Okay.
Back in the 70s, said that Freddie Prinze, the actor comedian, was so jealous of John Travolta because of Saturday Night Fever and his popularity that Prinze tried to kill Travolta with a crossbow.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
This story just came out because Prinze was upset that Travolta had taken his spot as a teen heartthrob.
Oh.
Prinze later committed suicide. He was only 22, by the way. And, well, Jimmy Walker talks. Is it true or isn't it true? We'll just have to ask John Travolta, see if he even remembers, right?
Wow. I guess. Get him up on the phone, Tom. Come on now. Now I'm curious.
I want to know. Curious minds want to know. Curious minds want to know how we're going to wrap up the week. Laura's thought for the day on a Friday is always fun.
You know, that song put me in a dancing mood that we just finished the show on.
Okay, good, good. Let's dance into the weekend.
A little Saturday Night Fever. Yep. Yeah. So let's dance on into the weekend. It's Friday. We're feeling good. It's sunny and gorgeous outside.
Yes.
So I want to encourage Central Pennsylvania, don't ever be too shy to just dance your heart out.
There it is. I mean, dance until your legs fall off, right?
Right, yeah. Don't be too shy. Just dance. Dance it out. If you're feeling frustrated, dance it out. At work, you're getting a little stiff sitting in your chair, dance it out.
What a great way to go into a weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.